It looks like any other office space. Some are sitting behind their computer typing, others are having a chat with colleagues over coffee. But if you are looking for technology and research in Uganda, this is one of the places to be. Operations Manager Brian Janguma shows me around.
HiveCollab is an incubator, and by incubation, this is a space where we, one, nurture ideas, especially ideas related to technology.
HiveCollab started out in 2009, and in only 5 years, it grew to become one of the main hubs for technological development in Uganda. HiveCollab offers a wide range of services, from workshops to computer programming to brainstorming financial backing for startups.
When you merge all this activity that happens around the space to someone who is within the space, it becomes a whole body of knowledge, exposure, and, you know, general growth.
These ideas do not all have to be tech-related, but HiveCollab helps incorporate technology into new ideas. Meanwhile, at the other side of town, Solomon King is going to work at the Fundibot's office. He passes a contraption that generates power for a single board computer with the help of a bicycle wheel. This is one of the many projects that his organization is working on.
So Fundibot is primarily an education outreach program. We use robotics in high schools to create a better educational experience. So what Fundibot is doing is trying to change the ecosystem, trying to change the way that education is being taught, in science education is being taught in Africa.
According to Solomon, teaching younger generations to be interested in science and technology is at the heart of innovation.
We use modern tools, we use modern technologies, we are building a curriculum, and we are basically telling students that, hey, the stuff that you're learning in theory looks like this in real life. So we are enhancing their curriculum experience. We are creating a better career preparation for the students because they're using modern tools that are actually being used in the real world.
Solomon and his Fundibots are slowly but surely creating a new generation of Ugandan techies. For now, they might be playing with Lego and other small electronics, but Solomon envisions a much bigger future for robotics in Uganda.
Anything that requires automation, whether it's juice processing or water bottling, all that is essentially robotics. So as the country gets more and more industrialized, we're going to see an increase in demand for roboticists.
Andrew Olobo at HiveCollab is also working on tech and teaching. He's using the Innovation Hub to help him develop a game on HIV.
HiveCollab has good, it has a good relationship in the community. So the vision basically was in line with ours, so we just decided to do something together. Right now we're working on a game, a HIV-related game that's supposed to help improve HIV awareness amongst the youth in Kampala.
With all these entrepreneurs, Brian Janguma thinks that the comparison to Silicon Valley, the tech epicenter of the United States, doesn't seem that far-fetched.
Here in Africa, it's called the Silicon Savannah. So we're already building our own Silicon Savannah here. Obviously, more exposure, more time, and more, you know, knowledge searching is needed. We cannot be at the same pace with the guys in Silicon Valley. But where we are, we have already made a very good transformation. We have already made a very good picture that we can get there.
Whether or not Uganda will become Africa's Silicon Valley depends on a great number of factors. But this doesn't stop entrepreneurs such as Brian, Andrew, and Solomon from looking for local technological solutions for local problems. For Radio France International, I'm Serginho Rosblatt in Kampala, Uganda.